Is there a feud between former President Trump and Governor DeSantis? They were very close at one point, right? Media says this is going on, but is it just a creation of the media or is there something behind this? Let's talk about it with Peter Schorch, who's a publisher of Florida Politics at floridapolitics.com. And you can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Peter Schorch FL. That's S-C-H-O-R-S-C-H. All right. Good morning, Peter. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right. So this, how did this all start? I mean, these two, I remember when Ron DeSantis used to go to Mar-a-Lago and have dinner with the president whenever he was in, you know, in South Florida while he was in the White House, and he supported him for governor and a lot of other things. And now what's going on?
I think it's the poll numbers. If you've seen over the last 6 months, people are doing some far off poll numbers of the Republican presidential primary. Trump is still crushing. He's still probably got the support of 2/3 to 3/4 of the Republican primary voters. But increasingly, Ron DeSantis has been moving up the charts, and he's the number one choice when Trump is not in the picture.
Right.
Donald Trump sees that. He knows that the really only threat to him getting the GOP nomination is DeSantis. And I feel, and this is genuine, he has told people, many people in his orbit, that DeSantis hasn't, he hasn't kissed the ring enough. He has not shown the fealty like a Kristi Noem has, or a Ted Cruz, or Kevin McCarthy. And that started to grate on him. The second factor is, around Donald Trump are a lot of ex-DeSantis staffers, including former chief of staff Susie Wiles. She's actually the person now running Mar-a-Lago for President Trump. She's brought a lot of organization. She's won 4 statewide races in Florida. Trump is doing better, I think, in terms of organization and staying on message because of Wiles. She had a big falling out with Ron DeSantis. I think she's talking a little bit into the ear of Donald Trump and maybe pushing that along. Mm.
That's interesting. Now, the president called the governor dull and said he had no charisma. And DeSantis, did he say anything at all, or did he just refuse to say that he was not going to run in 24?
No. Over the last week, they started to chirp at each other. DeSantis was on a very popular podcast, Ruthless, and he said that he basically wished he had spoken out more last spring of 2021, when Donald Trump was reacting to the first wave of the pandemic, you know, urging lockdowns, et cetera. DeSantis now fully anti-lockdown. He says he wished he had spoken out more about spoken more to the president about not locking down at that point. And so the first criticisms of Trump's pandemic response from DeSantis have finally come out. 18 months later, yes, but they're starting to come out.
Right. And the Ruthless podcast is also run by someone really close to Mitch McConnell. And the president and Mitch McConnell have not been getting along either, have they?
Now that old crow, as Trump calls him, which I think is such a great nickname. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
The former McConnell chief of staff. There has been some pushback, and it's a great report by Mark Caputo of NBC News. He's now over there, and he said that they're kind of laying the blame on McConnell for kind of like getting those two started. You know, obviously Trump has wanted to get McConnell out of being Senate minority leader or majority leader of the Republicans, take back
right,
the Senate in 2022. So there could be a little play right there. But listen, whoever the host was, that was something Ron DeSantis has wanted to say for a while. So this isn't like he goaded him. Ron DeSantis has wanted to go back and criticize some of the early decisions by the president. And so this was the platform for it.
Right. And Roger Stone also got involved, didn't he? A longtime advisor to the president who was pardoned by President Trump. He also went after DeSantis too.
Yeah, Roger's always out there. And Roger probably says a few of the things that Trump says late at night.
Right.
He calls the governor fat. He says that he has a beef with him. You know, Roger says it's based on some policy stuff. It really isn't. But I will say, and this sounds so juvenile, there has been criticism by world-famous McDonald's eater Donald Trump about Ron DeSantis's weight, about the way suits look on Ron DeSantis. So there's probably a thread of truth to what Roger is saying.
Yeah, it seems so. If you had it in your heart of hearts, do you think DeSantis challenges Trump in the primaries or not?
I do think he does. And I think, interestingly, and I think this is a great topic for the next time we're on, Republicans are going to have to face a decision. Do they go with DeSantis to keep Trump from running again in 24 and probably losing? Or do they just stick with Trump in 2024 as a resurrection of his, a second term for him? You can probably put me firmly in the, let's go with DeSantis camp at this point.
Interesting stuff, Peter. It always is with you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Have a great week. Thanks.